Morning. Back on track. Looking forward to getting back on the practice field, preparing for the Cincinnati Bengal team. A team that was 3-1 earlier in the year, has lost four very close games of late. Just a week ago, had lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-17, a very, very good football game. And then against the Broncos, they were down 17-3, came back to take a 20-17 lead, and eventually lost that game as well, when they did have some turnovers in that game too that looked like they were going to be in pretty good shape. They are a team that's built in the style of the AFC Central, in that they're attempting, obviously, to overtake the Steelers. They're built very much like that. They're a big, strong, powerful offensive line. A.J. Green is an excellent receiver, deep threat. Dalton, being the young quarterback, was a Pro Bowler a year ago. They were in the playoffs a year ago. They run the ball. Green Ellis is there, as you know, as a free agent, powerful runner. A lot of the style that you see is emblematic of the formations we just played against. Defensively, a very good front, outstanding front, 10th in the league in sacks. Atkins leads their team. Johnson is second in that regard. Very, very good, very physical. A veteran secondary. They picked up Terrence Newman, who's played well for them. Had two interceptions against the Broncos the other day. Their special teams outfit, again, two outstanding returners. Tate and Adam Jones, two outstanding punt returners, kick returners. We're on guard again at that. Huber is an outstanding punter, can drive the ball. A lefty drives the ball the length of the field. So Nugent has kicked well. He's 14 for 16 in field goals. You know, it's a talented outfit. It's played of late, had some very close games that they have not won. I'm sure there's some frustration, just as there is here.
Tom, when you have a bye week, the following week, you have to guard against not obviously focusing on the task at hand. And not
focus on this game. Focus on this one game. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're a pro. You're expected to know what the circumstances are. Concentrate and focus on the game at hand. I think we will.
So, do you have any concerns, Tom, just about fatigue? Because emotionally, there have been a lot of layers here, plus some very difficult games on your schedule, and a bye sort of looming after that. Do you have any concerns about mental fatigue, maybe?
I hope not. We dealt with a lot of emotions last week. Hopefully, we're back to some degree of normalcy this week. Focused on the importance of this game. This is a very, very important game for our football team. To be in position where we're in, to go out to Cincinnati. There's a lot of teams in the league that like to be 6-3. We'd like to be 7-3. That's pretty obvious. But, I've called upon them to be pros, to focus. I'll take care of everything next week for them. They don't have to worry about that. What they have to worry about is the Cincinnati Bengals and practicing our best and then playing and performing to the best of our ability.
You mentioned the similarities of the Steelers. Is that an advantage because it's familiar, or you guys obviously had trouble?
No, obviously you do have the similarities are such, but not from a personnel standpoint. I mean, you do have a lot of different pieces to the puzzle that have to be defended in certain ways or attacked in certain ways. And I just point that out because of the AFC Central.
Hakeem's back on the injury report?
Yes, he is.
Is he swelled up?
He did, and so we're going to rest him today. Yeah, he's got the ankle. He picked it up really early in the game. He played the whole game with it. He's injured. You know,
he will practice today or won't practice.
He will not practice today, no.
You also have two running backs on the list, and you only have three on your roster. Is David Wilson going to get a lot more?
David will get work, you bet. But Andre Brown practices. Okay. You know, he'll practice, yeah.
And Bradshaw.
Once this week, I hope, yes.
Tom, you answered so many questions about Eli, which is sort of unusual around here. You know, usually we're asking you, why is he so calm, so good, so everything. You watching him any more closely, anything different, or is he at a point in his relationship with you that you just know he'll sort of find ways to fix himself? Or?
Well, no, we talked. We've talked yesterday. We had a nice conversation, and most of the time it's about fundamentals and about us getting going, and what can I do to help, and little things that I can tweak in terms of practice that may help us. And he's been very responsive with regard to that. So, you know, we've been down this road before. He's going to get this thing right and get our offensive team going again and get us on track. And I fully believe that and have great confidence in his ability to do that.
Do you normally meet with him on Tuesdays?
I usually pop in and see him when he's studying in the quarterback room. So there's nothing unusual about that.
Tom, how do you get back to that pitch and catch rhythm that this team had early on in the year?
Well, let's get on the same page. Let's practice well. Let's do a great job of recognition in terms of our adjustments. Let's be decisive. Let's get the ball thrown on target to the receiver according to what the coverage tells us to do. It's just a rhythm. You know, the one thing that nobody's really picked up on, which is kind of interesting, is you don't get any continuity offensively if you don't make any first downs. We haven't had any first downs in 2 weeks. Make some first downs. You make a first down, you'll have a chance to get some rhythm, get some continuity, get into your play calling. When you don't have first downs, it's like this, okay? Throwing darts at a board. You need the continuity.
Play calling is such a thing for us to pick on that always seems so,
it's easy.
Is there a way to call a game early that helps you just get first downs? If you're saying, you know what I mean, like almost.
Well, everything we have listed is all to make a first down.
I get
and
that.
Everyone's a touchdown, too, by the way.
I mean, are there things you can do?
Yeah, there's things
like
you can do, but.
Things that maybe you haven't seen yet? Or?
There's been a lot of shorter, medium-type passes. We took some shots at posts the other day. We took a shot at the end of the game at a go ball. You know, if you asked me that 10 years ago, I'd have told you 1 out of 5 ought to be down the field. Let's go.
We gave Victor a lot of credit early in the year, you know, for sort of maintaining focus. You know what I mean? Like not changing despite the breakout season last year. Is he still in the right place? Because obviously he hasn't had the production lately. Is there anything?
Well, a couple of weeks ago he had one right
did,
at the of end
course,
of the game.
Yeah. But so you're not like, I'm just asking if there's any other layer of concern. Is he just drawing more defense? Or what do you think for... You know, for him.
Well, I think if, for example, if the crossing pattern the other day we might have hit early, it might have come out the other end. There wasn't anybody around except the guy that knocked the ball down. You know, it's you look back on things and you can always say that if this would have happened, if that would have happened, certainly they're aware of where he is. Why wouldn't you be? You'd be foolish. You'd be doing a poor job if you didn't. So that's where some of the other people have to come through for us as well.
Time to talk about the first downs. Is there an emphasis maybe to get the backs the ball out of the backfield in a passing situation where they can make something happen?
There's a progression for everything. If it comes down to that, fine.
Tom, how do you shake up special teams, especially the coverage?
Yeah, but it's been one, you know what? I mean, we hadn't seen anything like that. I mean, let's give them a little bit of a chance to come back and be evaluated and looked at. There's no way to change the numbers. There's going to be the same guys, at least right now. And they've got a lot of pride. It's just a shame that particular aspect of it came out, because now you look at your numbers, they're distorted, you know, in every way, shape, and form. So we got to go back and have another solid game, but not just a solid game on teams, all three phases, solid, solid game. Got to stop the run, got to have productivity on offense, got to get back to where we're, you know, making first downs, making third downs. We haven't done that in 2 weeks either. So there's a lot that has to be accomplished.
You talk about stopping the run. You had mentioned on Monday that the middle of the defense was too soft for your liking against the Steelers.
Early on it was, yeah.
Is there anything other than telling them to play better that you could do about that? I mean, they're not somebody got.
Well, you can, but don't forget if you want to try to advertise taking one area away, the ball can go elsewhere too. So you've got to be balanced. You know, you've got to be balanced. You've got to fight pressure. You got to get off the blocks. You got to fit properly. Sometimes the linebackers, if you extend the formations, have a couple of different things they're responsible for. So, yeah, there's things you can do. Sure there is. But if you're rolling the dice when you do it, that's all.
Is some of that, I mean, Chris Canty is coming back from an injury. Rocky's been banged up.
I mean, Rocky's first opportunity to get back after a while, and Chris has had a chance to have a couple of games under his belt, but I don't think that's necessarily the reason. But
you mentioned when you spoke with Eli about if there were any changes to practice schedule or things like that you could help him with. I mean, did you guys brainstorm anything that you would change this week?
No. I didn't say schedule either. I just said, how can I help you with whatever you need within the comp, you know, within the way we practice?
How would you describe?
Will Ken Phillips practice today?
No.
So is he, I mean, he's been practicing, so.
Well, he'd been doing some practice things, yes.
So this is a setback?
It's not a setback. I think what's going to happen is we're going to try to rest him this week and then through the bye, and hopefully we can get him back.
How did you find Eli's mood yesterday in that meeting? Like, how would you describe?
Good, solid. A guy that's very much interested in getting everything right the way it should be, professional.
That's no different than normal, but he seemed particularly, at least to us, you know, a little harder on himself.
Well, I mean, that's because he cares so much. Why wouldn't you? We lose a game, I lose a game. I haven't slept since the time I was in high school with that kind of stuff. You lose a game, it's your fault. That's the way you're raised.
Head coaches and quarterbacks or everybody?
Pardon me?
Head coaches and quarterbacks more so?
I wish it was everybody. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Tom, 5 months ago you joked with President Obama about getting back to the White House.
Oh, here we go. I'm not a politician. Yeah, he's there. We need to get there. That's what I said.